This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
That was offensive, Derek. Is that what we start with? He's like, your sweatshirt? I wear cool clothes. Sometimes I do put on an outfit and I go, I don't know, man.
You don't wear cool. You're wearing sweet clothes.
Sweet. And my kids aren't sweet anymore. I was with my kids by myself.
Now.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So wrinkly.
I need to buy a lifetime supply of the wrinkle spray.
Wrinkle releaser?
Oh, dude, that stuff. I empty. It smells really chemically, though.
I was going to say, there's no way that is like good for you. That is not good.
And Katie's back. She had a girl's trip, so I was solo parent. And this morning was the first morning I woke up with her here in several days.
Okay.
And Thomas got out of his crib, and he sat down by us, and he literally said, Daddy, go away. So that was the thanks I got.
Daddy, go away?
I truly went away, and like I was like a little boy. I was fine, if you're going to say that. And I left the room. And then Katie came in with him. What are you saying? He says, sorry, Daddy. Like, it was like we were both little boys.
It really
what
was. What do you say? It was embarrassing.
Like, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, it really was.
He did.
Bad.
It's like, fine, bad. I'm out. I spent all weekend loving you. Go away. And at nap time today, as we were closing the door, he said, Mommy, come back. Daddy, go away.
I guess Katie can't
don't
leave
laugh
for any
that.
Other weekends.
Yeah, I don't know what to
that.
Tell you. But
and
that's
I just
being a parent, I think.
Oh, it's being a dad. They don't say, Mommy, go away.
You think
and
that-
I see, I would never do this, and I judge anyone who does this, but the abandoning dads thing, I mean, he's telling me to abandon him.
Sorry.
I've got to be a real strong dad to be like, no, I'm not going to go away. But they're like, why are all these dads leaving? Their kids are telling them to.
Yeah.
Go away.
They also tell
get away
you
from
to
me,
eat
dad.
Your boogers, but you don't do that.
You don't, but it's tough. Tough not to.
Yeah, it's
full,
so hard
I'm
not
full
to.
From all the fingernails. We're back. Correct opinions. Katie's back. Jake's back. We're all back. I'm back on tour this weekend. Chicago, Omaha, Des Moines. It's almost all sold out. Shout out to the Midwest. Those are my people, man.
And there's another baby added to the Family Man roster.
Yeah.
Family Man roster.
That's you talk about a group full of dude podcasts. Yeah, we probably should have led with that. Derek.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no mention of the new baby.
So congrats.
Thank you.
Derek's a beast. Fourth child.
Crazy.
Crazy. Did they tell you to go away?
Otto loves to snuggle. But then if I stay too long, it's daddy go leave. And
daddy go leave.
Yeah, and that hurts my feelings.
So, it does. It does. I did.
So it's a son-father relationship is
it
what
is,
sounds
it hurts
like.
There was a time recently.
It hurts.
Don't you hate when someone, like, you've seen the viral videos when it's like, when I tell my boyfriend, like, stop, you're annoying. And it's like, he's just like, dude, stop. He's like, no, I'm annoying. It's like, when they just own you like that. And there's another day he did something. And I was just got all mad. And Kitty goes, stop it. You're the adult. And I was just like, that was so mean and true. Like, don't say that to
Let me sulk at my toddler's insult.
Yeah. We're back. Give us 5 stars. Come see one on the road. Thanks for all the love. And we got a good one this week. So let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
You have a crazy story?
Well, yes. So 2 weeks ago, we were...
Go for it, number 8.
Yeah. Thank you, sweet. We were in...
Just call me black.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we were in Tahoe, and there was another family there that I noticed because her kids were kind of like our same age or whatever, you know. We didn't talk to them there, but at the airport, they also were at the airport at the same time as us. She recognized Trey, and she... said something to us as we went through security. So that was we kind of had an interaction. So fast forward to this past weekend, I was in Lake Tahoe, California. I was in Florida this past weekend, and the steps lead to our houses that were like one Hold on.
That's, we need subtitles just for that sentence. I want to see the subtitles of what
we're losing people. We're losing them.
The way they are, the steps that led to okay. the house were.
That was a detail not needed. As I was walking down the steps, this woman's walking up the steps, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's the lady from Tahoe.
Tahoe Airport girl.
Yes. And I was like, that's no way. That's so weird. What are the chances? And so I was like, maybe, okay, if I see her again, I'll like really look at her. So the next day we go down to the beach, me and my friends.
What day of the week?
And we sit down around 10 a.m.
What were you wearing?
And she is sitting in the chairs right next to us. And so I like look at her for a long time. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is the girl. Just stared at her, like, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. trying to lock eyes. And I finally just went up to her and was like, hi, this is so weird, but were you in Tahoe? She was like, oh my gosh, yes, I knew it was you.
Wow. That is a crazy happenstance.
Like, what? And then she's...
White girls are on a lot of trips, man. Tahoe, the beach.
I mean, it's been a very fun month, but I was like, what? She was staying on the same street as us at the beach.
Right next to each other on the same beach in Florida.
Our chairs were next to each other.
That's pretty insane.
That is pretty insane.
It's also not super insane, right?
I think that's kind of insane.
It's kind of insane. But I love when people are like, it's a small world. It's like, oh, it's a small world for basic 30-year-old white women. You went to Tahoe and then 38?
I'm with Katie. I think that's crazy.
No one's ever to those two places ever at the same time. Don't you lie to me.
I was going to those two places within the same month and someone else is too.
Are you excited?
What?
Taylor Swift album? Are you excited? Did you talk about that with her?
I did not talk about that with her.
Dang. Missed.
But yeah, pretty crazy. Also, I haven't told you this yet, but I did lose a diet.
80 pie? You're kidding.
We did not talk about sororities.
Oh, I thought you guys do that.
I haven't told you this yet, but I did lose a diamond on my trip.
What do you mean?
Of that? Off of this.
You know, okay. We're going
to. Yeah.
Are you done with the story? I don't want to.
No,
that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
And.
Wait, where does this girl live? Does she live? Are you going to see her again?
She lives in Arkansas.
You're going to believe this. She bought our old house.
Yeah. She lives in Arkansas. It's
Derek's wife.
What'd she do there?
I don't know. We didn't talk that long. I think she was just kind of still like, you know, looking at her husband being like, I told you that was Trey's wife. We saw them, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, now you're just listening in on their conversation.
Yeah.
You're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get out of here.
Katie's ring. I would have bet my life this is what would happen. You know the push present that was delayed for years?
Yeah.
She said, I want a push present for each kid, a ring. So then I'll stack them on this finger. I'll have three rings maybe, four, well, three. And
four maybe.
So the second baby, I said, all right, let's go do it. So we go in and she has this, you know, this very particular vision. We go to pick him up. One ring's acceptable. The other ring, whoa, they messed this one up. So let's try that again.
Oh, they messed it up.
Yep. Let me finish. Do you go back? Still not right. We still, you notice there's one ring. The second ring has been in waiting. This is a 6-month process by now. And now
you gotta get a new ring guy.
Now she's lost the diamond. It's just been.
It wasn't my fault that I lost the diamond. None of it was my fault, is the thing.
I could have bet my life that this was never going to be like, I got a couple of rings and we're done.
You'll never be done with ordeal. The ring.
Well, this is some jewelry that I'm going to wear the rest of my life. So I do want it to be very specific.
So when's the last time you were at the rings shop?
Probably like a month ago.
No, that's crazy.
2 months ago.
2 months ago, he goes, no, it's not right. And I guess, like,
because
when
now
are you going to go back?
I have to rethink. I have to pick an entire different ring now because.
Well, what's the next step in the process?
Next step.
Going back, right?
Going back, but I need to know what I want before I go back and talk to them.
So when will that happen? This decade?
Who knows?
I'm planning to do it this week. I told you that's what I was going to do, and I'm going to do that this week.
Wow. You're going to pick out the ring you want.
Especially now that I have lost a diamond in this ring, because I feel like if you've had a ring for less than 6 months and a diamond falls out, that's not on me.
Well, what were you doing? It's on your right hand. Were you doing something crazy? Were you guys playing like...
Frisbee? What's that? Beer ski?
Slap boxing?
It's probably beer ski.
Beer ski? Beersbee?
I was playing bocce ball.
Botch?
Really?
Yeah.
You botched on the beach?
I bocce balled and I paddle boarded.
Did you win bocce?
Really?
We were close, me and my teammate, very close. Dang.
Were you with the you have a couple softball chicks in the group?
I do not, no.
What are your thoughts on bocce ball? Because I've played about every sport, and it's at the bottom of fun.
Okay. Where have you played it though, is my question.
It's whoever made that, it's like, how do we ruin Beach Day? Let's make the most boring game anyone's ever played.
If you could explain the game in 6 seconds, it's not a good game.
No.
See white ball, get close white ball. All right.
Okay.
Okay,
and then what? Do it all.
I think
that's why axe throwing's not fun.
Your preference on games. I prefer games that I can talk while I'm doing it. I don't want a game that's going to require me to be fully focused in.
Dude, some of these, someone figured out like why people love the beach games. I mean, every time you scroll, there's a new iteration where they're welcome to drum ball. And it's like a drum that you bury in the sand and everyone like takes turns like throwing darts at it. And while you like run laps. I mean, it's just like spike ball. They did it.
Spike ball's
great.
Let
them have it. Let them
have it. You got that Facebook ad for that? It's a basketball game. Where it's like, as long as two trees are perfectly apart.
It's a slack line.
Yes.
With the basketball hoop in it.
It's like 360 degrees of basketball. I'm like, who is this for? Like, what type of yard do you have to make this work?
Didn't we get rid of it? I'm making fun of it. I got suckered in one. You ever see the one where they just, it's like basketball on the go and you just like dig it into the ground?
Huh.
It was called like U ball maybe with like the letter U.
Never used it once.
And I was just like, that looks sick. And you take it to the park and you just plug it into the ground just play dribble-less basketball.
Yeah. That's
but it's like you carry around a full backboard. And I was like, when am I going to do this ever?
What's the difference in that? And just like a little Tykes basketball goal that you also plop down.
I don't know. Okay. And I
it's not bought this. It?
Yes, it's that. Good memory.
It's just a normal basketball.
You're turning around that thing.
Like, how did I get sold on that? I bought it. It never opened the box. And then a year later, it was like, well, this was a mistake and got rid of it.
Because you're right. There's no dribbling anywhere. That was
just
when
I thought about it. Like,
you just like stand there.
To haul around a whole basketball goal.
It doesn't bounce.
That picture would have turned me off right away. This guy carrying on his back.
Yeah.
Such a pull.
Yeah, it looks like there's people in Vegas trying to sell you stuff.
So, spikeball's fun.
But yeah, bocce ball. You botched on the beach.
Yeah, and I will say, I actually do like bocce ball. I like it the least on the beach. It's not as fun because there's no rolling aspect to it. It's just
really boring.
You throw and you plops down.
It plops.
But
next date
playing,
night, should we play? Would you think that's fun?
Sure. If you're playing on like turf or something where there's like, it could roll, whatever, there's a little more variability there.
That's true.
But would you like, you'd get competitive with me?
Put a little spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty good.
All right, add it to the Patreon list. $8.75 for doing a quick race.
and then
a little
bonus bocce. Thank you, patrons. You got us there faster than we thought. A few more patrons, and Katie and I will live stream a race on a track. So go patreon.com/TreyKennedy.
That's free episode.
It's also every episode. You get a free episode every week. That's 4 a month, sometimes 5.
It's a free episode once you pay.
I was going to say, it's not free. You have to pay for it, but you get an episode every week.
And then it's free.
That's girl math. It's like, oh,
I have a gift card.
I have an Amazon subscription. Shipping's free. That's how that works.
Yeah, that is how that works. Yeah.
It's like you just sign up for the Patreon and then everything's free.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, hey, if you guys are willing to pay for the Patreon gift card thing, we'll give you a free episode every
And then it's
week.
Just a recurring monthly charge. And like, that's literally free.
Yeah.
Like I do every month on Netflix, I go, God, this thing's cost me a fortune. Yeah. I haven't paid for Netflix in my mind.
Especially if it's on autopay.
Since the first month.
When you put things on autopay, it's definitely free.
And then they
go,
hey, Netflix is raising the price by $2 a month.
What was it before?
So what? So what? That's nothing. That's not real. A dollar means literally nothing. They finally got rid of the penny, right?
They did?
They should get rid of
Are you thinking of Pluto? Mm. They got rid of Pluto.
Dang.
Speaking of Patreon, I have an idea for us, but I'm only willing to share it on Patreon. It involves me, you, and John Christ. As a unit.
As a trinity?
It's funny, manager Jack called me. He's like, late night one night. He's like, I just had an idea, man. You and John need to, and I'll share it on Patreon.
Hey,
but yeah, I guess someone
share notes.
He's back. He's finally.
Me and Jack have been talking.
We have. The PR is finally washed over, and I'd like to. I'm joking. I've always liked him. He got engaged. Mm-hmm. Happy for you, John. And I like that he got engaged to a tall, white, blonde girl. I think that'll help. People confusing us. Like, wait. Yeah, that's wild. Katie was like, wow, that engagement was beautiful. I was like, is it better than a mic? He had a lot of flowers in there.
He had a lot of flowers. I do think maybe it was more money was involved in his.
I paid a photographer like $300, which I thought was ridiculous. To hide the bushes for 5 minutes. They were good photos. Shout out.
Our engagement was beautiful.
The best, I've told it, but just rounding that corner, like, all right, here's the shot. And there's like a circle of Mexican dudes fishing, blaring like Pitbull.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a tough vibe. Babe, I just wanted to, here's your first Bible with your name on it. You know, it reads in Malachi, die, Mr. Worldwide. I know you want me. I know you want you. I love you so much. Love you so much. What did I say to you when I proposed?
You said a Bible verse and...
Which one? John 3:16.
No, you did not.
Genesis 1:1. Start at the beginning.
Did what? Malachi?
In the beginning was
15,
the Word.
16?
The Word was God. The Word was with God.
We at the hotel. And the Word was with that. Hotel. Holiday Inn. Turn it up, boy. She said yes.
She said yes.
It was funny.
We start grinding. Yeah. We can do it now.
You look if you want or turn it off.
Yep.
What's funny is I really don't remember that at all. Like, I don't remember.
Grinding?
The boys?
It was a blur.
I don't remember grinding at all.
You tell the driver, keep shooting. I paid you for the whole hour.
Yeah. It's going to get steamy.
You don't have to watch,
look
but you got to
keep
shooting.
Keep the camera on us.
I remember there being like little kids running around.
Mm. That's kind of what Mexicans are short. Mm.
that's messed up. Yeah. She just starts going off.
I remember a bunch of little kids fishing.
Yeah. They're kicking a soccer ball. There was an ice cream cart. Then mangoes.
I remember that.
Okay.
Dude, I miss our old Mexican neighborhood. We used to live in a Mexican neighborhood. We'd go to the Mexican ice cream shop, and it was like mango ice cream with the tahini in it.
What's the red chamoy? That's what the red
chamoy
goop is.
The red goop.
I'm not red goop. I didn't love the red goop, to be honest.
This is ice cream goop.
It's almost like a candy ish. Huh. So, and it's like this kind of gummy texture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For ice cream. They'd like line the rim of it and like the straw of it.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
And you kind of gnaw on that and then eat the...
Dale.
Yeah, dude. The Mexican food's the absolute best.
What is your favorite type of food?
Oh, every part of it's great. The treats, the tacos, the margaritas.
Chips.
Salsas, the guac, the queso. Well, you know, more packages at our door, by the way. Katie's... What all... Because they come... Because you were gone all weekend, so it's just like... Katie Kennedy this, Katie Kennedy that.
I can't control when they're delivered. I mean,
that's my right. The timing's bothering me. No, it's the amount.
Oh,
but there's something she's got us on that I appreciate. It's every plate. It's the food. Because the food, I used to enjoy cooking and stuff, and I still do, but we just don't have the time right now, and we're just trying to get the kids fed. And every plate has been a game changer for us. They deliver delicious recipes right to your door, like crispy buffalo ranch chicken and cheesy Mexican street corn hash. Kids will eat, thank God. You'll spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. And thanks to every plate's constantly changing recipes, you always got something new and fresh. And it's like...
It's amazing. I don't have to think about it. Yeah, I also don't have to grocery shop as much.
You put it together, great. Easy-to-follow recipes.
And it's not some plate. It's not every other plate. Guys, it's every plate. Every plate. I'm trying to get shreddy. It makes it so much easier.
Yes, sir.
Throw vegetables your way.
So please support the show. Take advantage of this offer because it's a very good one. What are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor packed meals your household would love. New customers can enjoy this special offer of only $1.99 per meal.
That is good.
Less than $2. $1.99. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199 to get started. TREY199 to get started. $1.99. Everyplate.com/podcast. Code TREY199. Apply this discount on first box. Limited time only.
Speaking of red goop, has Katie got into the red tart cherry? Tart cherry juice? You know that?
I don't know what these girls are doing.
Yeah,
with tart
Rachel's
cherry.
Gotten into the tart cherry.
I know it, but I don't really need help with sleep. So.
Oh, is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's for helping to sleep at night.
Okay.
Is there such thing as non-tart cherry?
Could I get sweet cherry?
That's too much sugar in it.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Tart cherry. It's for sleep.
Mm.
Got it.
Does she make a tart cherry like mocktail at night? That's what they call them.
I don't know if mocktail is what I had. Ours was like a tea. And she said, just tea. A heads up, I went a little too hard on the tart cherry. And that's basically all I had.
Yeah,
it was tart.
Interesting. Yeah,
it did not put me to sleep.
Woo! Yeah. My jaw is cramping. Do they love it? But yeah, a great
congrats
weekend.
On your engagement.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great that's weekend the with the kids. Successful. It's great. They love me more now, I think.
I have a follow-up on a correct opinion from a fan maybe like 2 weeks ago or so.
Let's someone some correct opinions. Let's
someone wrote in and they were like, my correct opinion is that the automatic doors are opening too slowly. And I resonate with it so much. I was like, did I write this one? This is so good. Yesterday, I'm leaving the airport, just walking. I don't think it was extra brisk or anything. And the automatic doors just don't quite open in time. And so my suitcase jams into it. Like, oh gosh, whoops. And I keep going. And then Rachel's like, I think you broke that door. And as I turn around and look, that door is like off its hinges. And we're like, let's just see it shut. And we're like, okay, there's too many people walking. All right, it's not shutting. And they're like, I don't think that door is shutting. And then like there was like a gap where like 20 should've seconds go faster. By. Yeah. And it just didn't shut.
Learned its lesson.
And so we left. So
it's a great
I broke a door.
Yes, wow. Good. And that's a good
how
feeling
fast
when you
were you walking?
I just normal walk.
Yeah. Think that's not your fault.
Sorry. It has to open faster.
It does.
I wasn't and trying to do that.
When you own an inanimate object, it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
When it's just like, yeah, screw you, door.
Oh, wow.
You've been bothering me for so long.
Wait, did I see that you guys had some like long travel delays or something?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was supposed to be a direct flight to Phoenix. No problem. Well, Phoenix got rain and that'll shut down the whole city. Mm-hmm. So just couldn't do it. Truly, later on Facebook, I saw that Phoenix got 1.6 inches of rain, the most ever in a day in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And
wow.
That was the reason.
Yeah, yeah. Rain. Couldn't get in. I had my friends Scott and Isaac, they flew in early. And so they were there during the storm. And they said people were pulling out their phones, just filming thunder.
Just,
the boys back home are not going to believe this.
I can hear it. Thunder? I can't see it.
Yeah, wow. Like the sky doesn't is make any sense. Burping. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, truly.
Just delayed for hours and hours.
We circled the Phoenix airport for a long time. And then we start our descent. I mean, we're low. It's like low enough. You're starting to see swimming pools. You can like see people. And then they're like, they pulled back up. They're like, we're not going to make it, guys. We got to go to Las Vegas. And that plane, just everybody groaned at once. It sounded like thunder. Everybody was like, oh. And, I mean, we were so close to the ground. And then they like pulled up and it flew us all the way to Las Vegas. And then we were in Las Vegas for, I don't know, 8 hours. Just in the airport.
They put you on a flight back to Phoenix.
They kind of, they tricked us a little bit. They were like, all right, we're just going to gas up and then just head back to Phoenix. I think the storm's going to pass. But if you guys want to, you can deboard the plane and grab like a snack or something. They use the word snack.
It's grab
like,
a snack.
Okay. Let's grab a snack.
Hit the slots a little bit. Welcome to Vegas.
Yeah. So we.
Be back in 30.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Didn't bring anything with us. Just cell phone and a empty tummy. And then, yeah, we were just in the airport for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours. So, like, you can't go back and charge your phone. You can't go get headphones. You can't. You're like, man, we're just stuck in the airport.
I feel like if they let you deboard, that is a bad sign. That is a bad sign.
They said snack. I thought snack was the green light. Yeah, oh, we'll be back. We'll be back so soon.
That's great. We had a layover in Vegas with the two kids. And ran into multiple people who were like, how was the kids in Vegas? How was that?
Yeah, that was funny. People like
layover,
asking.
Layover.
I like it was like a group of like. Guys had clearly been like partying all weekend. They're like, how was Vegas with the kids? And mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, that adds up. I did have a little like kind of rage moment at the Vegas airport.
Oh.
It was right after we had like done the tour bus and everything with kids. I was thinking I was just a little tired. And you know how they have like the slot machines like lining the hallway there?
Oh, I know. That's where I spent my Friday. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, I get it that kids can't sit in their chairs and like be near the gambling. I get that. But we like, I guess Thomas kind of like walked up and got a little too close. And she was like, you know, I'm sorry. We got to back up. And I was like, okay, yes, I'm sorry. I totally get that. So we were standing just like in the hallway facing the gates, like not facing towards the machines or anything. And she's continuously being like, ma'am, you're going to have to like move further away.
Like he's not gambling.
Yeah. And I wanted to be, I feel like I rarely get like this in my life. But, and I did not say anything, of course. But the fact that I wanted to I
stranger.
Just wanted to be like, I have every right to stand in the hallway of an airport. Leave me alone. Yeah.
You got addicts lining up, man.
It's not like I have a bomb on me. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
I'm like, oh my gosh, leave me. There was no one sitting. Leave me alone.
That is really annoying.
Yeah. That is.
I don't like that at all.
Don't put him in the hallway if you won't let people stand behind the seat. Like,
Let's get into correct opinions. You got one?
Kids should be allowed to gamble.
That's my, we should let them gamble.
Casino should be kid friendly.
It is actually about airports, I feel like we maybe have mentioned this one, but I saw it way too much this past week.
What's the correct opinion?
Opinion is that you cannot talk on speakerphone at the airport.
Mm.
Any public speaking place, really. But I just feel like
they love to do it.
There were so many people talking on speakerphone at the airport. Fine. And I was like, what is what going on? I don't know what they
were. You should ask.
What were they?
It was, and one of, it just is, one guy, it like looked like he was like, you know, he was in a suit. Like it looked like it was like very much like a corporate business thing. And he's just full blown speak, you know, and I'm just like, you know how annoyed the person you're talking to also is?
They can hear everything in this airport, every slot machine.
It makes me want to kind of just like start talking and...
The public FaceTime is far worse than a child crying.
Yeah, I do agree. Yapping on
the
other end.
The kid, at least, he can't help it. You can put in the AirPods.
Yeah.
Or just talk on the phone like normal.
I'm starting to enjoy when my kid cries on a plane.
Oh.
Because I'm like, someone say something. Please, dude. The AirPods, they're out there. There's noise canceling headphones on Amazon for $50.
I just got my first pair of like over ear headphones.
Yeah.
Let them cry.
Yes.
Let them cry. Never bothered me anyway.
But that's a very, no one's going to argue with that. The FaceTime in public is insane, dude. And then what?
Yeah, I don't really care for it.
My correct opinion? This is something that's been hitting me really hard lately, and it's become a passion of mine, but my correct opinion is that diet soda is good for you.
What? That's not...
Okay, no, go. How's it bad for me? Tell me.
All the fake stuff in it.
What?
Let me see the can. Is it sucralose? Is it...
Probably is it aspartame?
Super close to what?
Sucralose.
It's super close to the original taste.
It's super close. What's sucralose?
It's a type of fake sugar.
It's a type of fake sugar.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So you would prefer white sugar?
It's made up?
White sugar good?
I prefer sugar from sugarcane, yes.
What does fake sugar mean?
Someone made it in a lab.
With what?
Chemicals.
Where do you get the chemicals? Earth.
The Earth, yeah.
So, what's fake about it? No, you see my argument. Yeah,
that it's not real sugar. It's trying to be real sugar, but it's not.
And why is that bad?
Because you don't need to.
You eat impossible meat.
Rarely, just like I just
I have it rarely.
And that's fine if you have it rarely.
Okay, I want it every day.
No, you can have it. I don't eat.
You have tofu.
Not every day. Also, that's soybeans. That's bean.
No, it's a fake bean.
It's not a fake bean. It's not a bean. It grows on
it's a
plant.
Legume. It's a legume. It's just a fake bean.
Tofu's soybean? Mm-hmm. Or fake bean? Sorry.
It's soybeans, yes.
Thank you for supporting my in-laws by buying big bean.
Big bean.
Supporting big beans.
Soybeans are legumes, which are fake beans.
Dang it. You're not supporting my in-laws. Thanks a lot.
Who are your in-laws?
Bean farmers and corn.
Sucralose is a zero-calorie artificial sweetener and sugar substitute known for its stability in high temperatures. That's cool. So I could be drinking this on the surface of the sun and be fine.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some other pros for sucralose. Doesn't raise blood sugar. Good. Doesn't raise your insulin.
The research includes a 2023 WHO alert. They have a great track record. Raised concerns about its health effects, such as increased inflammation, DNA damage, and changes to brain regions involved in appetite control. Oh, it's going to change my brain on my appetite? Bummer.
So that you probably can't tell that you're full, and then you keep eating, and then you get fat.
Sucralose is 600 times sweeter than sugar.
Yummy. It's made from real sugar through a manufacturing process that replaces some of the sugar's hydrogen and oxygen atoms with chlorine.
Chlorine?
Yeah. You ever swam in a pool?
Salt be there.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
I didn't know about the chlorine thing.
Like, dang.
All right.
Dang, we were doing pretty good until the chlorine. Yeah. Chlorine's good for you. It's in pools.
Yeah. I mean, the pool's not, I mean, pretty amazing.
What else? What else is in? What else do you want to hit me with? What's bad?
All right. Let's look into aspartame now. Like aspartame is the cancer adjacent one.
I honestly don't even know what's in it because I haven't drinking a soda since I was in seventh grade.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I
just like a nice hard soda. And by hard soda, I just mean like with calories.
I take that back. Whenever I get food poisoning or the stomach flu or nausea from pregnancy, I drink ginger ale occasionally.
So you don't drink a brown soda ever?
No.
Aspartame is 200 times sweeter than sucrose.
Oh, more chlorine. Jeez.
Aspartame is one of the most studied food additives in the human food supply. Reviews by over 100 governmental regulatory bodies found the ingredients safe for consumption at the normal acceptable daily limit.
Yes, as the World Health Organization labeled aspartame as possibly carcinogenic.
Possibly. Name one thing that's not a carcinogen.
What is it?
For all we know, they name everything that to cover their bases.
Yeah. Could do it.
What is it that like Coke can like erode like metal?
Sure.
Blood. Well,
why is that bad?
Rust. Chlorine.
So eggs can chip your car paint.
Cookies can be baked on the dash if it's hot enough. Venus. Are we just saying fun facts? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really think that's
I just don't get it. It's like, did you know if you throw eggs at a house, it dries on it and damages the paint? Does that mean you can't eat it? I just don't get that fact. The fact means nothing. That's a great point I'm making.
You know, elephants have trouble like opening a watermelon.
So we shouldn't eat it, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Fun facts, huh?
Rhinos eat that whole thing. So why don't we eat the rind?
You can.
Monkeys peel bananas from the bottom.
What are we better than a monkey?
Okay, what is the bottom and the top of a banana?
You know what the bottom.
But you peel bananas peel from the bottom too.
Yeah, I do it monkey style.
Yeah, do you think monkeys say humans peel it from the bottom? Their tops and bottoms are different? No way. They hang from the bottom. They see it as the bottom.
You peel from the bottom too, which is so weird.
I've never seen you do that.
Have you ever tried it? It's more effective.
Yeah.
What about the people who just break it in half? That's weird. Have you ever seen anyone do that? I've seen someone do that.
Our daughter just likes to squeeze it.
I squeeze it out.
Just shoot like, it out. Stress ball. Whatever is the weakest point, it squeezes out. Yeah. And you suck it out.
Ew.
That's my correct opinion. And I don't think you sold anyone anything different. They made it taste so good for zero calories. That's like,
I don't really need to create an argument because there are plenty out there that people already know of. So I don't really need to do that.
Mm. I just don't. But you see how you didn't really do it, right?
I did. I don't need to do it anymore because I can't argue with that.
You have a correct opinion?
Congrats. yes, I do. My correct opinion is, there's a phrase out there that people largely agree on that's like, hey, might as well ask. The worst they can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
My correct opinion is the worst they could say is no and now no longer have respect for you.
Mm, yep.
See this a lot with people. Hey, dude, shoot your shot. What are they going to say? No?
Yeah.
Lowball them. All they'll say is no. They'll counteroffer. It's like, well, they could say no and now no longer think highly of you. They could say no and think you are truly idiotic.
Yeah. This is something that you learn with age, for sure. I remember when I attempted to buy my first house. I'd be like, wait, it's listed at whatever it was. It's listed at 400 and they have no offers. Let's offer 200. They go, well, I think you're just...
We don't need a down payment now.
Yeah. You're just going to probably like really tick them off. I go, let's do it. Why not? And they go,
we're negotiating.
All right, so I did it. And they sounded pretty angry. And they said, absolutely not.
They won't call me back now. So worst they can say is no.
It's like, well, you can't have it now. You might've been able to be reasonable. That's very true.
See that a lot more these days, dude. Come on. Shoot him a message.
Go to your boss and demand twice the salary. It's like, well, he hates you now.
Yeah, you still have to work with him every day.
Yeah. Still your boss. Well, at least I asked.
I think that what I'm learning.
For the rest of the time, it's like, you know, that one employee, right? He's a total moron.
Worked here a week and asked for me to double the salary.
There are like certain phrases like that out there in the world that were meant for a certain group of people. And then they got told to everyone that like everyone.
She could say is no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was meant for like,
it's for people like you and Rachel, like, hey, ask them if you can borrow their shopping cart. Yeah. Be nice to them in the grocery store.
Worst they say is no.
Worst they could say is no.
Like someone who wants to ask like a respectful question, but is just like maybe too shy or something. Another one is like kind of all the new like, you know, like self-care. Like you need to like take care of yourself.
Yeah, or
like,
Tylenol.
You need to like take, you need to like.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know where you're going with it. Off or whatever. It's like, I feel like some of those like, like the self-care thing or the like, you know, don't work so hard.
If you're not
feeling
it,
you deserve a break.
Yeah,
call into work. You deserve a break.
Yeah.
That was meant for the boomers, Gen X, millennials who are overworking and who actually haven't taken a break in 40 years.
Yeah.
And
this new young kids, they need to work, huh?
Yeah.
Katie's tough, man.
What is Katie's job again? I can't remember.
She's my nutritionist.
That's right.
For one.
And never takes a day off.
And that is hard work. Let me. Yeah. Did you just hear what I have to deal with?
I mean, she will 600 times sweeter. Yummy.
That's fun. I'm finally saying to the nutritionist, when you have someone you're not, that's not your wife, you just kind of go, I guess they're right. But to her, I'm like, tell me why. Sucralose? That's what I don't get. People go, it's fake. I go, it's not a unicorn. They made it with
something.
Real things.
Right.
And they just put a little pool chemical in it. And now it's delicious and good.
Who hasn't drinking a little pool water? Who hasn't drinking a little pool water?
I'm here. I'm fine.
But that is a good point. There is a lot of like, hey, you don't need to, if you're feeling anything other than 100%, you don't need to be at work. You don't need to send that text back. You don't need to send that email right away.
And it's like, that was meant for people who were way overdoing it.
Yeah, it was meant for like coal miners, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Take a day off. See a doctor.
Yeah. Get out of that shaft, buddy. Have a soda. Thank you for all the correct opinions. And thank you for sending it in to us. We always want to hear from you guys. Fan videos, submissions, whatever. TreyKeenan.com/correct opinions. We have a few more correct opinions I want to say from the fans here. Garen writes in.
Garen.
He says, my correct, he or she, Garen.
I don't know.
I would have no clue.
It wrote in and said, my correct opinion is that country music is only a separate genre because these artists fake an accent. They sing it normally, it'd just be a pop song.
That's something. A good point.
I know these people, some really do have accents, but I believe a lot are exaggerating. For example, Luke Bryan. This is a good, what's a popular Luke Bryan song? This is a pretty good take.
I was just thinking.
Like we said, how the English accent's fake.
Yeah, that's
because they don't sing like it.
That's my low stakes conspiracy theory. It's a made
I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier. You know that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And drink a beer. That's Luke Bryan.
He's really laying it on thick.
I'm gonna sit right here. Dang, dude. I'm so good at singing. Drink a beer. Does that sound country?
I was truly, no.
Drink a beer. Is that not country?
Little.
Sound like Nick Lachey doing a TikTok.
Girl, shake it for me, girl. Is that Luke Bryan?
No.
Gotta be.
Shake it for me, girl? I don't, maybe. Yeah.
Girl, shake it for me, which is a crazy song. Can you imagine going up to a girl and telling her to shake it
hey,
for you?
Hey,
pretty disrespectful.
You mind if I call you country girl? Great. Go ahead and shake it for me.
Shake it for me. Shake that sucralose, girl. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in honky tonks. Shake it for the young bucks.
Oh, no.
Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. See, this is crazy.
That's a good
there's
song.
Guys in a, they're in a studio going, are they going to be laughing when they're writing this? What if we tell her to shake it for the birds and the bees?
And that probably wasn't in the initial, you know, that wasn't in there right away. And they're like, right now we have shake it for the guys, shake it for the girls, but I kind of like birds and bees better.
That's like the few times I was back in the day, I was writing. This is when I knew I could get out of this business and just go be a silly boy. I was writing real music. Be like, how about this lyric? And I just wanted to scream so loud. Like, it's literally never mattered ever. It says, shake it for the birds and the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming in the creek.
Yeah.
Shake it for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel does not get featured in many songs.
No. Squirrel's a genre of country. That's some deep backwoods stuff. You got your dog and your wife and your beer and your squirrels.
And squirrels. Squirrels don't make it in many.
It's like in a stew.
It's a good shout out.
Shake it for the squirrels.
Shake it for the squirrels.
Rhymes with girls, I guess. Shake It for the Catfish in the Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know the song as well as I thought
like
I did.
Shake it for the bonfire fish at the bottom of the lake. Shake it for the varmints.
Every time I hear like a country song that's like
acorns,
kind of disrespectful, I just always think about the, is it Maddie and Tay or Maddie and Ray or whatever? They like, they were only popular for like a short second, but they wrote a song that essentially is just like, you know,
disrespect.
I am not going to wear tiny shorts and a wet t-shirt and shake it for you. And
yeah.
They were like modest.
Sorry, I don't care if we're in a bar and I'm not going to shake it.
Go girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that.
Oh yeah.
Maddie and what was that song called?
Allie and AJ, you said?
Hannah Montana. What was it?
Shut Up and Fish.
I loved Hannah Montana.
Shut Up and Fish.
Girl in a Country Song.
Yes. That's what it is.
Mm. Oh.
I should have called it like Cody Not Ugly or something. Really reverse it. Pretty
being the girl in a country song, how the world would get it wrong. Like, all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouth shut, and ride along and being the girl in a country song. We used to get respect. You couldn't vote. It's definitely it's getting better, right? When did they have respect?
Yes, it is getting better.
I think just before they were asked to shake it for the squirrels. Was probably the peak,
dude.
And, yeah,
and that took a step back.
What were they asked? What were they getting asked to shake it for 100 years ago? For the oven. Now you.
I think still birds and bees and squirrels and catfish.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say you probably. Yeah, Mary Poppins, pretty similar.
Mary Poppins shook it. She shook it for the squirrels.
She did.
Shook it up in the air. Shook it down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever watched Mary Poppins.
Well, would that sound country? If
you're fine.
Shake it for the young bucks and the honky tonks.
Just this week, I was thinking about Morgan Wallen's voice, and I was like, he does a good job of like putting the country accent on.
She asked me where you're from.
And doing it consistently. I'm like, maybe that's why Morgan Wallen's talented. It's not like songwriting or his voice, but it's like to fake the accent so consistently. Maybe that's what he's good at. It would be hard to remember, like, what is my country accent again? I got to make sure it's not too different than the last album.
Right.
People are used to hearing this country
and
version.
He's at a bar and he's having a martini.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's kind of talking like this. He's like, crap. And he just throws a chair off the roof.
Yeah.
Do something crazy in country.
Yeah. Where is he from? Where these people are from is a big indicator of like, if they have an accent.
Should they have an accent or not?
Because think about it. I'm from South Georgia.
Okay. And go ahead and say it.
I don't have an accent anymore because lived in Atlanta and I was around people who like weren't talking like that. If you stay in an area like that where everyone's talking like that, you're going to continue to talk like that.
All right. I got some birthplaces here. Maren Morris. Does she have an accent when she sings?
We don't know.
Okay. She's from Dallas, so she doesn't deserve to.
Nope.
No.
Kane Brown.
Oh, he's country, right?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I feel like that qualifies.
Something, yeah.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Says Morgan Wallen's from Sneedville.
Sneedville,
Tennessee.
Sneedville.
I do feel
who else is there? Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss down.
Yeah, do you live in a snowflake? What are you?
A small town in Tennessee feels like high chances for a good accent.
Yeah.
It's but Knoxville, basically.
Yeah, that's a pretty good accent there.
Sam Hunt. Cedartown, Georgia.
Georgia, that's what I thought.
They have accents there, Katie?
Do they?
I mean, where is Cedartown? I don't even know.
I don't know.
It's really small if I don't know what it is. So probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look
Luke,
up some more.
Okay, what about Luke Bryan was born in Leesburg, Georgia?
Dang. They are pretty southern.
To his parents who owned a peanut farm.
That's pretty. Dang. Yeah. If you're in farm town, Georgia, you got an accent.
Blake Shelton, Ada, Oklahoma. Verdict?
Pretty country.
But it's also like, how are they? That's my point, is that they are maintaining it even though they do not live in these places anymore. So they are putting it on a little bit because like,
right.
I don't have one anymore. I never had a super strong one, but like I had a little bit and it's gone.
Okay. Well, now we.
All right.
Thanks for sending that in. Garen from where's Garen from?
Sneedville.
Thank you to everyone who's come to see me on the road. We got more dates and maybe some more soon.
Oh.
So let the directors know that here first. So
I didn't know there were more than 25 cities.
So I'm excited. We got more in 2026, but well, not so soon. For now, immediately this weekend, Chicago, Omaha, Des Moines. The next weekend, I'm in Connecticut, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Red Bank, New Jersey. Later in the month, Tulsa, then Dallas. Then we're heading into Phoenix, Vegas, Florida run, San Diego, Napa, Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta to round out the year. Trakeno.com/tour. 4 tickets. Thanks for all the love. Go fast. Omaha and Des Moines are... Des Moines sold out, basically. Omaha's about to be.
Go Iowa.
And the others are selling fast. So go, go, go. Thanks for the love. TreyKennedy.com/tour. See you on the road. Huh. Rose wrote in. She said, my correct opinion is that if you can't reply to a text message within a reasonable amount of time, say 24 hours, then you don't deserve any more friends.
Oh.
You clearly can't keep up with the ones you have, so I'll take my care elsewhere.
I think that largely depends on what the text is.
She said, currently trying to schedule a baby shower for a friend who's been non-responsive about her availability. Meanwhile, I'm trying to make plans with other friends around the same weekend. I was trying to avoid a scheduling conflict, but now I'm just treating it as a first come, first serve situation.
I'm on her side now. That is annoying. If it's like an inner circle of friends and one person's not replying.
She said, I think it's more of a thing. People around my age, Gen Z, millennial, just not replying. It is kind of crazy. And she said, we've normalized being a bad texter as a personality trait, which is an excuse not to respect other people's time. Getting in her bag, right?
I'm with her.
I was a little put off at first, but I do agree. If someone is asking for are you available? Are you like, it's like,
hey,
we're
trying to plan this with seven people.
That's a clear response. Yeah.
But I'm really bad. Someone's just like, hey, texting. Hey, what do we,
dude, what's
how about
new?
We chop it up about this?
Yeah.
My text is my email at this point. Get in, get out. We can call, we can get in person.
Yeah.
But there's too many texts at this point. Okay. One more. Hannah wrote in. Hey guys, I'm my correct opinion is, the following needs to end. Quote, my mom loved to travel, so I'm releasing her ashes into the ocean. Or this person loved national parks, so I'm spreading their ashes as Yellowstone. I don't want to get dust in my eye. I have to wonder if it's human remains. How do water filtering facilities get ashes out of the water? This can't be good for our water supply. My correct opinion is to keep ashes in the urn.
In the urn.
That's a great correct opinion. That's,
I hate to say this, but
you're hiking by the ocean and you go, oh yeah, dust or something. It's
your wildfire? No.
Yeah.
It's a memorial service.
You got Virginia in your lungs.
I hate to say it, but I had a grandparent recently pass away and they loved public swimming pools. What are you going to do?
Don't ruin the chlorine for my soda, brother.
Sorry, I got to dump away. Her in the living room. She loved the pool. She loved the city pool.
You just go to random place. It's like a Build-A-Bear.
A little bit here.
Put the ashes in the bear. Sir, we can't. What do you mean? It's her dying wish.
It's what me and mom wanted. So
she wanted.
I'm kind of in a tough spot.
Could you? She's just old ladies, they love McDonald's. Could you spread her ashes in the back of this McDonald's? They'd probably do it. That's why the ice cream machine doesn't work.
Yeah, I would pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to pay for the car behind me, and I want a little bit of Meemaw in their milkshake. Thanks. That's a good correct opinion. Leave the ashes in the urn.
Well, thanks, Hannah. That was very funny.
When I was little, I was really obsessed with being cremated. I was like probably 8 and was like telling my parents, hey, make sure, like, if something happens, fire me up.
What a weird thing to be thinking about when you're 8.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, she also ended it with recently, she said, my husband referenced one of Trey's jokes in our lives. And so I secretly think he's maybe Trey's biggest fan, and I should get tickets to the Omaha show since it's our 5th wedding anniversary. Thoughts? Think so? Think you got dragged into the show, Hannah? He's referencing a joke. He's a huge fan.
Yeah, that's tough to do, to like go see a live show and then quote it afterwards.
Good Bring memory. Him. See you in Omaha, Hannah. And I'll even let you, if somebody dies who's a big fan of mine in your circle, bring them.
Dump them.
Dump them.
Oh.
Hey, we're doing free dumps for VIPs in Omaha this weekend.
That's right. It is good to be a VIP, but
well, yeah.
I'll meet and greet the dead and spread their ashes wherever you want.
I'm real weird.
Thank you, guys. Sit them in. I love correct opinions. How long is this?
What is cremation?
45.
Yeah. Cremation doesn't get everything, does it?
Do a couple of these clips.
What do you mean not the teeth? Everything?
Like teeth, bones, hair?
It gets everything. Definitely but bones.
It does definitely get bones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it burning long enough. It doesn't get the teeth, is my understanding.
See, I don't know if that's obvious. It gets the bones. It seems like
they
would
back the teeth.
It's like, hey, do you want to round up to Children's Miracle Network? Hey, do you want to? We're doing a deal today. You can keep the teeth or you just round up.
Round up. We'll add it to the collection.
You don't want them in the urn. It clanks around and you can't pass TSA with the teeth in there. So I'll just take them.
Yeah.
I bet there's some policy like that.
kind of thought we had our trees trimmed and then they got removed the branches. I was like, yeah, they should do that. But at the same time, I was like, wait, they're probably going to sell off that wood. That's my wood. It's kind of like that. Like, hey, we got the teeth. And you go, well, wait a second. I'd like to put the teeth back. They're my teeth.
You know,
they're in the will, my teeth.
Just 10 minutes ago, I got a text. Hey, Jacob, this is Astrid, your local arborist in Shawnee. We're having special pricing on trimming and removal. I'll say yes, but I get the extras.
You should say that.
Yes, you want to talk about...
But I get the extra.
Yes, but leave the extras.
Yeah. I better not see anything in your truck when you pull out.
You talk about, like, yeah, these trees need it. We'll show up. They show up with these trucks and trimmed it. I mean, I go, I guess they did it. I mean, did they do the right ones? Are you fully trusting?
It's like a woman's haircut. You see how they kind of did the layers and it looks longer?
Mm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No way, Derek.
I
couldn't have done that.
Got a text this weekend from an unknown number that just says, come and have a barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun. Never found out who it was, though.
No. I have no idea who
it is.
Could have been Astrid.
I don't think it's anyone I know.
How's the new phone treating you?
Great.
Is it really fire you up? I can't wait for mine.
When's Pumpkin come in?
Ooh, next week, I think.
Get a good look at this, because this is what Trey's cell phone's going to look like for next year.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be... Kevin Hart had it in the commercial.
It's funny, actually.
The commercial's driving me nuts.
Telling my friends about it, I was like, yeah, it's like this innate thing when he's like, he sees orange and he's like, must have. And one of our friends who also went to OSU, she was like, if that happens to me...
You had a spray tan. I was like, hubba, hubba.
I did have a spray tan, but... She was like, I do the same thing. She was like, it's like, it's inside me. It's like, and then I look at it and I'm like, I don't, that's ugly. I don't want that. I was like, what?
The orange one's cool.
What does OSU do to you guys? It's like, they're like,
I'm a Georgia Tech fan. They're good at football.
This year they are.
Go Jackets.
Damn.
Speaking of Kevin Hart, do you see the Saudi Music Fest or Comedy Festival?
What's the, did it happen?
I think it started to happen, but okay. Yeah.
No, I haven't paid attention.
You haven't seen this at all. You've heard about it.
We talked about it.
Sorry. Talked about it, but I haven't seen the show.
I heard Tim Dillon blatantly put out there that they were going to pay him like $375
for one show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Kevin Hart, $5 million for one show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More?
I get both sides of it. I get why you would say yes to that.
Oh, I'd be there. I mean, no one asked me, but boy. I'd be over there.
Because then the counter argument is like, wow, you're going to go entertain the people who did 9/11? You're like, well, they didn't do 9/11.
Yeah, that's a crazy. Like, it was clearly that other guy we took care of.
It's not the people in the audience that I know of.
You did it? You're doing crowd works? What do you do, man? Orchestrated 9/11.
Dadgummit. All right.
See, I was worried. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, this guy.
So messed up.
Don't get him my flight hope. Yeah, do crowd work over there. What are their crowd work clips going to be? What do you do, ma'am? Not allowed to do anything? I'll crowd work with the men. It is kind of crazy. Because it is... Yeah, what is it? Because
I'm not
sure
you should say yes. I'm not sure.
I didn't get offered. And if that was offered, it would probably be forbidden to have your opinion part of it.
Probably. And why you should say no.
because it is kind of interesting because we know like iPhones are just made by like children overseas, right?
Are they still?
I
don't know if the children are still getting involved
by now.
Either way, it's probably not super ethical. I mean, they had to put in suicide nets at the like.
Chocolate is something that's.
Right.
They had to put in suicide nets?
Yeah, there's a manufacturing facility called like Foxconn back in the day, and yeah, it was getting bad. Like where they made the iPhones.
Oh my god!
I don't know if that's still happening, but yeah, 6-7 years ago, not great.
Mr. Beast did a whole thing on Hershey's chocolate, so like...
It's like slave child labor and forced
Africa.
Well,
I don't even like Hershey's, so that's fine.
It's
good.
It's all chocolate.
I mean, that's not fine. They do
all chocolate.
That. All chocolate?
You like dark chocolate?
All chocolate? That's why they start. That's why they're making like fair trade chocolate now.
Yeah,
our chocolate bill is gonna go up.
Oh great! There's the chocolate bill.
It's crazy, but okay. Let's get to. I found a new favorite follow.
All right,
pull up this little heavy set gentleman. You seen this guy?
He has an accent.
Cowboy K2.
He's a He's a real ladies' man. He knows how to treat a woman. He gives you advice on how to.
Is he married himself? Or
I believe so.
Wow. You don't see married men become influencers at this age.
So, you know, the caption is.
What is the caption?
So he's talking about when your wife comes home from work or something. Scoot that over. I can't say it. Rather, you're meeting her with dominance or with compassion. Do your best to always welcome her home. One way or the other.
I would have never thought of that.
If you know her day has been rough, make sure you meet her at the door with a hug to let her feel safe and secure.
This is groundbreaking
advice.
I'm unsure
about the very first sentence. Rather, you're meeting her with dominance or compassion.
Hey, guys.
Unsure about that first line.
I know it's natural when your wife comes home with work to treat her with dominance.
Whatever he says, I'm going to do it. Just kidding. Here, I just need you to be. Okay, play it. What does he say to do?
Next time you're anticipating her walking through the front door, stand there, wait for the door to start to open, just grab the door as it's opening, then reach around and grab her arm and pull her in. Shut the door, place her up against the door. Place your hand around the back of her neck, lean in, and just smell her smell and just tell her, I've been waiting for you.
I've been waiting.
Oh my gosh.
Next time you're anticipating
that her, was it.
The millennial pause.
Did that work?
No. Just reach in and grab her neck.
I think it was you washed your hair.
It's because she wasn't coming home.
4 days
from work.
It's been a few days.
Yeah.
Does it smell like ocean water?
Smell like sucralose.
Smell like ocean water.
That was interesting. When she comes home, you grab the door from her. That's the dominance part he's talking about.
Just reach around. And then shut the door grab and her. Slam her against the door and sniff her.
Hand at the back of her neck and smell her smell. Do you say anything? I forget. Is there any
that makes me cringe
script?
So much.
He said, whether it's compassion or dominance, you smell bad. It's okay.
Smell
be
her
compassionate.
Smell.
Dominant.
This is a good follow.
He's going to keep it.
What's this guy's other content? Do you have any other favorites?
Do one more. Go to his page. And what's his name? I want to give credit to where credit's due. Cowboy K2.
Married, I don't think this guy's years. Married.
Wait, where's the heavy hitter?
Just the way it looks.
What's another viral one?
You got him pretty early, I feel like, Trey.
How many views does he have?
Yeah, this 30, guy.
40,000.
Hey, there's
144,000.
144. All right, here we go.
Walk up behind her. Put your hand around her waist. Mm-hmm. Run this hand up.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Into her hair.
Oh.
She has short hair. Rip it this way. She has long hair. Wrap it around and grab a full ponytail like this.
Okay. Why is it a ponytail?
Pull her hair just to the side, just a little bit. Or if you're holding it this way, just to the side a little bit.
There's so many.
Grip it just a little bit tighter.
I hate this so much.
It's hard to remember.
Lean in.
Sniffer.
And just breathe on her neck.
Yeah, what's the sniffer?
If she's enjoying it, she's going to take a deep breath.
She will?
And kind of shiver just a little bit. Maybe kiss her neck just a little bit.
Maybe.
Her ear just a little bit.
Okay, please stop right there, sir.
Let's make this black and white. I've got, if she's got short hair, if she's got long hair, if she likes it, grip this. If it's in a ponytail, do this. Maybe nibble. Maybe breathe back. Make the instructions more clear.
Yeah.
I can't get that close to breathe because I have my cowboy hat on. She's not going to feel my breath on her neck.
Is not married, and he is.
That's what I'm saying.
A predator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, this is allegedly the spark alive.
There's no way.
Just edit this. What if it out if it goes too far? But keep going.
Too serious.
During the hair pull, you can pull just a little harder. If she's not, relax. Pull this down around the.
Walk and then up. It stops.
That's it.
Yep. He's just hanging.
Dude, all right. It's like he's describing like a female cow about to give birth. All right, now you got to listen to the cow. All right, you grab this out. She's ready for it.
If she likes it, just sniff her more. If she doesn't like it, relax, step back, run.
There's way too much breathing involved. You're either sniffing or blowing out. And that I don't want that part in any part of my encounter.
I liked that. Run your hand up to her hair. Like, how short is this woman? Yeah.
Behind her waist. There's a lot of leverage involved.
He really goes into detail.
Here. Rub your hand here. On top of her head. I don't think that's how that works.
She has short hair. Short hair. Get her. Ask her why she did that.
If she has short hair, that's not your wife. Yeah. That's a billy goat. You're out on the farm again. You made that mistake one too many times. Let go. That's not a woman.
Relax. He'll take a deep breath before he charges.
Feel the top of her hair. If you feel two tiny horns, you've done it again. Back up.
Back up. That's every video. Just him running himself, like, stop making moves on the animal.
If it's got long hair, you did it. You
honestly, did I pray it. That's
smeller scent. It smells like hay. The little dog on it. That's the calf.
I pray that is the only thing he is making moves on is animals. I really hope that's true.
Scratch your belly. Do you feel eight nipples? Yeah. You've done it again.
There should only be two.
Oh, man. The great find.
Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, keep an eye on him. To see if he gets arrested.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's on a list.
Right, 25 years. That's just fascinating.
How did you stumble across that? that guy's
not even going viral.
Yeah, how did you find that?
That's my uncle.
Yeah. He's from...
I just really don't like his approach, the way he's like...
Yeah, he's mic'd up. I think we might have talked about this guy on Patreon. Honestly, I can't remember, but I'm going to text one more clip for us to react to. Do you remember the guy we talked about who's like maybe married, maybe not, but definitely is like expecting a child with a woman? They just did a gender reveal.
Sure.
And he just lip syncs in the mirror.
Yes.
Oh,
he does
yes.
hot thirst traps.
Thirsty lip sync mirror content.
He's got a wife and kid.
I will say at least most of the time I understood what was happening. It was like when she wears those jeans I like. Mm-hmm. And then he would lip sing a song about enjoying what you're seeing.
Check for the squirrels.
Check. Yeah. When you wear a top that not even a squirrel could fit into. Relatable
makes,
content like
makes
that.
Me go nuts.
But this one is a bit confusing. Realizing, so the caption, yeah. Realizing Christmas is only 16 weeks away. Okay. What's the song going to be?
Oh my good Lord.
Oh. Just a little glance at the camera, looking hot. Christmas, 16 weeks away. Is he?
So if someone pour me a double shot of whiskey,
is he like? He's like. Is this stressed content? Like, wow, a lot of planning around this time.
I don't know.
Or is it like excited?
Is he like? Oh, I'm.
Or yeah, I like the third comment down. It just says tough watch.
Yeah. The comment's just like, genuinely, what is this for? What does it mean?
When you realize Christmas is 16 weeks away, oh my good Lord, someone pour me a double shot of whiskey.
I feel like he uses that song on almost all of his videos.
I think there was a mistake here. The wrong caption is on the wrong video.
Is there a typo? What could the typo have been? Realizing it's only...
When you realize baby girl's 16 weeks away. His pregnant wife. 6 months
from Christmas, realizing... You're 16 weeks away from...
Yeah, maybe her due date's Christmas.
Cesarean? Maybe could...
Christmas.
That's as best as I can do. 16 weeks to cesarean.
People talk that way, so I could see why you would mix that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer that people should start to say that word more. C-section. You start going, she had a cesarean section.
Yeah.
You should say the whole thing.
Been thinking about getting into like grilled chicken cesareans more.
Mm-hmm.
Anchovy.
Julius Caesarian stabbed 16 times. Was that it? Realizing it's a stab 16.
Could be a Julius Caesar thing. Yeah.
Well, he's doing a great job. He's providing for his family.
Yeah, he is.
And that's great.
A great video.
I'll play this one last clip. This is fun. This is for the ladies. This one posted, what is this here? Shout out this creator. This was a viral video. No, the one I just texted you. Did I text you the wrong one? No,
sorry.
I texted you. You're good. From Noah and Lori. Oh, they're cute couple creator.
Okay.
It's just the best kind. It says, men trying to talk to my man. All right.
No, I just want to run through it again. Okay. What were you saying?
I said we have a wedding to go to this year. Uh-huh. Don't forget.
Brad's wedding,
yes. Uh-huh.
Where's the wedding?
I don't know. Probably where they live.
When is the wedding?
I also... Later this year, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When did he get engaged?
Recently, because he texted me.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, like, tell me about the engagement.
He asked and she said yes.
What's the ring look like?
I don't know.
Where did he propose?
I also don't know.
How did he propose?
On one knee, I'm assuming.
How did she respond? Did she cry?
I don't know, honey. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. When's the last time you even talked to him? He's like one of your best friends?
It was probably a couple weeks ago when he told me he got engaged. Listen.
So here's the thing. Why do you come to me saying I have news when you have nothing?
I don't need all that extra fluff. We have a wedding to go to. It's later this year, probably, and we're going. That's all we need.
That's all we need. Nothing else.
Get dressed. We're going.
No.
I see nothing. That's all you need to know.
I didn't like that she tried to pretend like this was a real conversation they were having.
Well, they're influencers, all right? Let's just, the point is...
The video style is not the point, but, I mean, that is...
None of those details matter.
We have a wedding to go to later this year, probably.
And, like, what's the dress code? Can we stop doing dress codes to weddings?
Just wear... pressure. Just nice. Just not, wedding nice.
I feel like you, it's
people,
either...
People are making stuff
it's
up.
It's either they black go, tie or not. I think there's only two options.
And what is black tie?
That you
confusing.
Should
show up in a black, only wear a black tie.
How long?
Yeah, only wear a black tie. yeah, but that's really it. It's
what's black tie?
Tuxes and long dresses.
No one has a tux. Who in their right mind has a tux?
A lot of people have tuxes.
You have a tux?
Not here.
Have you ever even seen one?
Not in this
real
room.
Life?
Yeah, not, a lot of tuxes. I didn't say anyone in this room. That's pretty clear.
It's actually so ridiculous if you require a tux at your wedding. I'm not doing that.
And
no
dark,
one wears tuxes. Is
dark
it,
suits
is it
are also allowed. Dark
oh,
suits
my
are also allowed.
Beethoven? They're what?
I think tuxes look nice. Dark suits are also, it's like dark suits and tuxes and long
funeral
dresses.
Style. What would you call it that? Dress funeral style.
That's not what you wear to a funeral. I don't wear a
black
long
suit.
I don't wear a long dress to a funeral.
What do you wear?
So those would be two different styles.
What do you wear? A romper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a long. Well, you can't wear a long dress to a funeral.
I mean, you can, but we're talking like a gown,
a pencil skirt.
Yes, that's what I wore.
Really?
I wore a business like look to a funeral.
I'd have a bikini underneath because we're hitting the pool afterwards for grandma.
Guys, don't forget after the processional. It's a pool party. bring your floaties. You love the shallow end will be the ashes. We'll hang out in the deep end.
I mean, this is my brother was, one of my brothers was in a wedding and it's like, they literally, I mean, this is the most extreme. I don't even understand. Couldn't even find out from the groom the week of if the rehearsal dinner was on Friday or if the wedding was on Friday.
That's awesome.
Hey,
and
man,
that's the most, you don't need more of a notice.
Really need a text
do,
back on this.
Because do people need to be for sure? Does everyone need to be in town on Friday or just the wedding party?
Like, I do love, one of my best friends was just like, hey man, I can't rehearsal dinner. I'm like busy, but I'll see you at the wedding. And you're just like, only a dude. It's like, well, it's kind of a, both are kind of.
I'd like you there for both.
Yeah.
If possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not really my friend anymore, but maybe that. He never liked you. It was...
I don't think he did, honestly.
No, of course he did. What? You're great.
I'm not saying I'm not great. That is not what I'm saying.
Katie, don't beat yourself up. A lot of other people like you.
Yeah. Yes. Don't. You're a winner.
Weird vibes.
I think you're tip top.
Tip top.
You guys have any groomsmen or bridesmaids that are now like, if you could do it again?
It is funny. Whoops. Yeah, I just remember thinking, like, my dad, he's like, oh, yeah, I had a few, but, you know, I really have, like, one friend from college. I was like, I have 100. Mm-hmm. I'm down to 5. That's exaggeration. I'm down to 8.
You just went to Vegas with, like, 12 guys.
Yeah, but 4 of those guys aren't really my friends.
They were, like, Usher material.
Oh, well, that's still
and that's
pretty high.
But you need as a guy. You say, hey, once a year, I'm going to see you here. Or else I'd never see or talk to you again. There's like 4 in that category. But I'm glad I see them once a year.
Speaking of weddings, and maybe we have discussed this before, but there's nothing that I dislike more than like the Usher is a little different, but like I feel like for girls, it's like you're not a bridesmaid, but I like you enough to put you to work. So you must
but you're
come,
really organized so
but you
like
must so him. You must come and you must get
he's
here
really
early.
Tall she can like if like the flowers at the altar get messed up
be nice to have her.
It'd be nice to have her.
Yeah, like, I mean,
it's you at some point it's kind of like building an NBA Chet Holmgren. Like, we need size.
We need pieces in different places.
We need bodies. We need
just
someone who could give us great minutes.
Kind of like you're not close enough to like come to the fun parts with me, like the Bachelorette or anything. But if you could just like be there early and pass out programs to 200 people, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but
I let the people take their own programs.
Yeah, did you do that? I mean, maybe I'm pinning you, but
on Patreon, new episode every week. Love you guys. Patreon.com/straightkidding.
We have some good stuff.
We got some good stuff.
I'm waiting to hear from both of you.
True. And then we got all sorts of, not only is Arcane and I gonna run on a track, but the Rachel episode's on there, and I got some secrets.
It could be bonus
bocce ball.
Potentially.
Hey, we might go on a date and iPhone film a bocce ball game and put that on there.
Go to
for you guys.
Pins and aces. Go crazy.
And it's all free once you buy it. So see you guys on there. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.